Anthony Ezekiel Ndupo is the chairperson of the Yambio Farmers Agribusiness Cooperative. He says farmers are appealing to the national government to build more roads to link farmers to markets across the country.
Our federal roads, which leads to our productive areas, the federal roads are really very bad because some people, they can cultivate 50, 60 kilometers. But the road which is leading to those places is very bad. And other places also that you can cross the bridge to reach, so whereby the vehicle cannot go.
The World Food Program has been working since 2018 to strengthen the capacity of South Sudan's smallhold farmers and improve food security through increased production, reduced food losses, and enhanced access to markets. Peter Leroux is a WFP Agribusiness Development Officer in Juba. He says road connectivity to markets in Yambio remains a big challenge for farmers.
There is poor connectivity, and of course another challenge is the weak private sector. The weak private sector here poses a lot of challenge. You know, private sector is supposed to offer certain things such as inputs and so forth, which support the farming system. The private sector here is too weak to support. And then, of course, the current inflation. The inflation is affecting everybody, including the farmer. The fluctuating prices and instability of the South Sudanese pound.
Yona Robert Mark is the State Minister of Cooperative and Rural Development. He says farmers in Western Equatorial State work very hard to produce food. He called on the WFP to train farmers so they can boost food production in South Sudan.
So I urge WFP to put effort also in area of mechanization of agriculture. So where tractors need to be involved in farming system, especially when our farmers, they are having the farms which more than 50 or 60 hectares. So this wants mechanization and use of technology, and also need WFP also to put effort together with support of the government in the area of the training, because it's very important also to train our farmers in the area of farming as a business.
Amos Valerio Rumba is the chairperson of Gitikiri Society in Bazungua Payam. He says the WFP is helping farmers by buying their produce.
And then we have a lot of produce in Gitikiri, so, but the lack of transport to transport our production from Gitikiri to Yafa is very challenging to us.
Farmers say agribusiness training through the WFP in Yambio has equipped them to increase harvests, invest in agriculture, and diversify their livelihoods. For VOA News, I am Juliana Sherpai in Juba.